Welcome to the Practical Magic Podcast, hosted by me, Catherine Pond. Please join me each week as I dive into a new witchy topic, along with occasionally sharing stories of me growing up in the church, and how once I was able to break free from the church, I was able to embrace the witch I was born to be. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Practical Magic Podcast. For March 16th, 2024, the Moon's phase is in waxing crescent. Some ways to work with the waxing crescent phase are cleansing, protection, closure, and repelling. For March 16th, 2024, the Moon's sign is in Gemini. Gemini rules over motor skills, the arms, and the hands. Moving on, surgeries are not recommended for this phase of the moon. Moving on to the card of the week. This card is the King of Wands, and this card is pulled from Teresa Reed's Tarot for Kids deck, and this card reads, "The King of Wands says, go for it, take a chance. A new adventure or direction is on its way. Don't hold back, go forward and see what you might discover. Who knows where the road might take you." This card can also symbolize an exciting newcomer or a time when you need to get creative. With that being said, let's get into this week's episode on Ostara. So, starting off with some simple ways to celebrate Ostara. One, a simple way to go about celebrating Ostara is blessing a bouquet of fresh flowers. These could be flowers that you either picked on a walk or that were given to you or that you bought at a, you know, at a market. I don't know why that word just escaped my mind there for a second. Or, like I said, while you were on a hike or a walk or you were at the grocery store, it doesn't matter how you came about these flowers, but just blessing them. This could be blessing them during a meditation or just giving thanks to nature that you came about having them. Or this could be, taking the petals and putting them in the water and taking a bath with the petals. If you don't want to make a big mess, you know, with the petals and putting them loose in the bath, you could also just put them in a bag and let the bag float around in the water, and that way it's easy just to remove out of the bath once you're done. But that is a way to bless the flowers. Also, you could always just hang them upside down, let them dry out. But the main thing is blessing the flowers. The second thing is laughing and dancing. Kind of getting a theme is just giving thanks. Spring cleaning of your space or your home. So this could be your bedroom, your office, whatever your space is, just doing your general spring cleaning. And if you've already done your spring cleaning in advance, but you want to do a actual spring cleaning of sorts for Ostara or on Ostara, which this year falls on the 19th to the 23rd, if I'm not mistaken, you can do, you can use one of two things. The first one is a, if I'm not mistaken, it's called a besom. It's a broom, but the besom is what witches call it. I just call it broom because it's easy to pronounce. And what you do is you don't actually physically sweep like you would with a broom when you're like sweeping up the floor when you have dirt that you tracked in. You just hover the besom over the floor and you're visualizing, you're sweeping out like the negative energy and whatnot. The number two thing that you could do is the same thing as you would with the besom. But instead of using the besom broom, and please excuse me if I'm saying that word wrong. I hope you're understanding, what I'm trying to pronounce, is a feather. If you found a feather, like on your hike, you know, like a feather that fell from a bird's nest or whatever, clean it off and you can use a feather for the same purpose that you would for a besom. I actually have a feather that I found like a year or so ago, and I've been using a feather for the same purpose. So, when I want to do like a spiritual cleaning or like just a cleaning of my house, like I've already done an actual cleaning of my house, but I just want to do like a cleaning of the energy, that's what I use. I use the feather. So, with that being said, moving on, this is a perfect time of planting seeds. Now, this could be physical seeds like for the garden, or this could be planting seeds for your life. So like planting the seeds for that promotion, or if you're looking to start a family, this could be the perfect time to plant the seeds and start the planning for that. Or if you're wanting to start a new activity, you know, start a new hobby, or wanting to start dating, or you get my point, like planting the seeds for something that you want to start in your life, this is a perfect time to do that. Next, making egg-based dishes, so like deviled eggs, potato salad, trying to think, of course, desserts. I was trying to think of desserts that don't have eggs in them, and then I was thinking, like, don't all desserts pretty much have eggs in them, unless you're like vegan or something, and then you use substitutes like you know, vegan substitutes and stuff like that. I used to be vegan. I should know all the substitutes. I still use a lot of them, but I just can't think of them right now off the top of my head. But yeah, so this is a perfect time to make like egg-based meals and desserts. Like I said at the top of the episode, taking nature walks, and just observing, like, nest, obviously don't touch nest, you know, and stuff like that, but just observing and communing with nature and stuff. This is a perfect time with that. You know, nature is waking up and we're waking up from winter as well, so becoming one with nature. Not that we can't be one during the winter, but, you know, we're waking up together. Meditating. Not that you can't meditate while dancing and stuff like that. But if you'd like to actually sit down and meditate, definitely do that. And think about setting your intention for Ostara and for the rest of the year. Just setting your intention. Next, Ostara is the celebration of spring, new life, fertility. It was from Ostara that the Christian celebration of Easter began. I think that's a popular thing that at least most people know. If not, now you know. Ostara is known as the spring equinox, where the hours of dark and light are equal. It brings our attention to the balance we are, the balance that we need in life. So like the yin and yang, you know, it's like even now. In the cycle of birth, death, and rebirth, the natural world is waking up as we enter the light half of the year. So we're entering the light half and leaving the dark behind. The winter is now officially over, but the warmth of the summer is yet to come, creating a balance energy. It's a time of purification and releasing the things that hold us back. Some symbols of Ostara include the hare and eggs, both representing fertility and new life. Some other symbols of Ostara: eggs symbolize fertility of springs returning. This is a perfect time. Ostara, the beginning of spring, is a perfect time for candle magic. If you want to do some candle magic at this time, this is a perfect time to add some herbs and flower petals onto your candle. And if you want, you can carve on some sigils to your candle if it's not too small. Some other things that you can do, of course, is decorating your eggs. I loved doing that as a child. I might just do that. I've got a friend coming over tomorrow. We might just do that together. I'm trying to come up with some ideas for us to do things together. Let's see here. I'm just quickly going over my notes, making sure I don't miss anything. I think I've covered everything for this week's episode, but with that being said, I hope you all have a very magical week. Hello, everyone. I want to thank you for spending this time with me, along with all the reviews and comments that have been left. It means the world to me and truly helps the podcast out. If you'd like to keep up with the podcast, you can do so by checking out my TikTok, which is linked in the description of this week's episode. If you would like to join me in keeping the conversation going, you can do so by checking out the podcast over on Spotify, where each week there will be a question attached to the podcast, and you can leave your comment. I look forward to hear what you all have to say.